What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Killer Crime Podcast. My name is Martha, and today we're doing our very first episode of Close Calls. For those of you who follow us on our TikTok page, I put it out there that if you've ever been through anything that you've managed to survive or escape from, to send it in if you're comfortable and let us know so I can talk about it on a podcast episode. I certainly have been through so many situations where I didn't do anything with it, and it's just sort of been sitting in my mind, and I felt like somebody could learn from it. So that's what I was hoping to do with this sort of episode. It's going to be it's not scripted at all, and other than like the episodes that you guys sent in, and other than that, I'm just going to wing it, see how it goes. All of these stories are going to be told completely anonymously to protect everybody's privacy, and I want to thank everybody who sent a story in. It must have been really scary and terrifying, and I appreciate you trusting me enough with your story. I promise your identity is completely protected in this, and we're just going to tell the story, and I'm just going to tell it like as you guys wrote it in. So people wrote in, they sent it to us through Instagram DMs, and I'm just going to read that because it's your story, it's not mine, and I want to tell it exactly as you wrote it. But before I jump in, I want to thank everybody who has been listening to our podcast so far. We have thousands of listeners, and it's just unbelievable. We did not expect to blow up this fast. I don't know if that's exactly blowing up, but to me it's blowing up. But our TikTok definitely blew up. And I didn't expect it to happen this fast. So for those of you who stuck around through our horrendous audio issues, our questionable storytelling, and our terrible editing skills, I really appreciate it. It will get better, I promise. I didn't think about all the things. Like, me and Georgia, we didn't realize everything that went into a podcast. We had to teach ourselves how to research properly, how to fact check, how to, you know, make sure we credit our sources properly, how to edit in like audio editing software, how to actually record, how to improve our speaking voices so we weren't stumbling all over our words all the time. It's seriously so much that goes into it, and I love it, and I've learned so much, but I just really appreciate everybody who's stuck around and supported us right from the start. It's very tricky. The other day I was called extremely ugly on the internet, and it's just, you know, I was talking about a missing person, I was called extremely ugly, and there's just so much that, you know, when you put yourself out there that you need to sort of, not necessarily like overcome, but you need to sort of deal with, and it's been a learning process. I am definitely, for those of you on our TikTok, I'm definitely the one that takes things to heart. Georgia's much better at just deleting comments and moving on with her life. I'm sitting there like, everything offends me, so I'm definitely learning so much from this. But anyways, so yes, if any of you are listening right now and you're more interested in sort of the true crime stories that we tell, that's fine. This is about you guys, and these are your stories and things that you guys have been through that somebody else might learn from. So I'm actually going to start off by telling one of my stories. I felt like it was only fair that all of you guys were messaging and putting yourself out there, that I felt like I should too. So if you watch our TikTok, I did make one about that time that I was left at a bar in Toronto, or like a club in Toronto. And so I'm going to tell that story more in detail today. Anyways, sorry for that rambling. Let's just get into this. So I'm going to tell you my story first of a close call that I had. So I was 19, this was 5 years ago, and it was Halloween, and I decided I was going to, well, I didn't decide, we all decided we were going to go to this brand new club in Toronto. I don't know if it's still open or not, like what's going on with that, but we all went. There were six of us, and I'm not going to name names here because, you know, we were 19, we were young, but there was two couples, and then there was one of my friends, and then there was me, obviously. We arrived, and you know, you go to the bar, get a drink, go to the dance floor, you know, do your thing, and we were dancing, and then at some point my friend left to go home with a guy. By the way, I'm saying my friends here, but they're not actually my friends anymore. We haven't spoken in years. But she left to go home with a guy, and she actually told me. So I was like, cool, bye. And then the one couple left to go to a different bar and didn't tell me. And then the other couple left to go home and didn't tell me. I do not remember how the hell that happened, but I was left alone at this club. It was kind of scary, like not knowing anybody around you. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who was where or what was happening. But I guess I met this guy at some point, and we were dancing, and you know, in clubs you get close, you grind a little, you know, it was that sort of thing. But he ended up putting his fingers up my skirt and inside me. And so I pushed him off and walked away. Well, kind of ran away. And I went up to a group of girls and I was like, hey, all my friends left me. Like, can I be your friend? And they were like, of course, like, absolutely. But, you know, when you're drinking, no one's actually, you know, and you're meeting new people, they're not looking out for you. So we split up at some point. So I was very, very, very drunk, almost a little too drunk. Considering what I drink, I would usually have some wine, and then I don't get a lot of drinks when I'm out at clubs to save money, but I do often wonder if something was slipped into my drink at some point, because I was off my head. I left the club, and this was probably about 1 a.m, and I got into a taxi, and I was so drunk, I could not remember my friend's address that I was staying at. I'm pretty sure we put it into my phone, but I think my phone had died. Yes, my phone had died because I couldn't call. I remember trying to call her, but I couldn't call her. And so he kicked me out of the taxi into the middle of Toronto, and I was just standing there by myself. And this is the part where I met those drug dealers that I was talking about. And there was this one comment on the TikTok saying that calling them drug dealers was, or druggies, was offensive. But they were in fact drug dealers. They had backpacks filled with drugs, and that's what they did. They were fine. They weren't homeless. They were just two boys, same age as me, and they were standing in this bus stop with another girl. And this girl was crying her eyes out. She was absolutely bawling. So I, drunk me, was like, I need to go help her. So I went over and I was like, what is happening? And then one of those drug dealers and this other guy were in a fight, because the other guy was her new boyfriend and one of the drug dealers was her ex-boyfriend. And so I was like, what the fudge? So I gave her $20 to get a taxi home, just to get out of that situation. She was absolutely distraught. Then we split off from that new boyfriend and we went walking, and we tried to go up into a club, but because they were actually pretty cool. I actually really liked them. They were very nice and incredibly helpful for sticking with me and making sure I got home. But we tried to go up into a club and they were denied because they had backpacks filled with drugs. And I say filled with drugs, that makes it sound like they were like jam-packed filled, but no, it was like a few bags of like marijuana. But anyways, they managed to get me home back, or not home, but like back to my friend's house. And I walked in and everybody was just sitting on the couch chatting like nothing happened, hanging out. And I brought the drug dealers inside and my friend got mad at me. But that is sort of more of the story of what happened that night. So my advice to anybody is, before you go out, really make sure that you know who you are going out with, and make sure that they would never leave you behind. Because if I hadn't met those two, something really bad could have happened. You know, like we talked about before, Madison Scott, how she went camping with people that she didn't really know, and nobody was looking out for her, and she went missing. That could have just as easily happened to me. Probably more likely, considering I was in the middle of a city. Okay, so our next story, this girl wrote in, and, or woman, wrote in, and, oh, I also wanted to mention, guys, that I got a message from this little, for those of you who are moms, so a part of what Georgia and I are doing on our TikTok, we started the TikTok because we knew that's how we could reach young girls, so to teach them about safety and online safety, and making sure they're not chatting to people that they don't know. But this girl messaged me and she said, hey, like, I watch your TikToks. I think she was like 13 or something, 12 or 13. I watch your TikToks and I got this message, and it was from a, it was from, like, it was like an automated message being like, if you want to, like, chat to somebody privately, like, message this account or something like that. And she was like, because of you guys, I deleted the message and I blocked the person. And that's exactly the kind of thing that Georgia and I wanted to get across to children and to young people on the internet, is to just not associate with anybody random who messages them. So it's working, and I'm so excited about that. Anyways, on to the next story. So she says, hey, it took me a little bit to write out the story. English is not my native language, but I think it is important to share my story. I think you're amazing for giving girls like me a voice and raise awareness. Well, here's the story of the time that I was almost raped by my classmate. I'm going to try to tell these stories without crying, because anytime somebody would send a message through about something they'd been through, I started bawling my eyes out, so I'm going to do my best. But she goes, I was in my first year of college. I was 17 at the time and a virgin. I studied tourism, and so we went on a 6-day trip to the coast of the Netherlands. There were all kinds of activities we had to participate in, like dancing, playing games, and doing sightseeing. One of my classmates, let's name him Bob, was really cute. Bob and I had a solo in a dance performance, and we kind of hit it off. We were flirting and having fun. The night after the performance, we had a party in one of the cabins we stayed in. The legal drinking age was 16 at the time, so we all had a little too much to drink. I didn't feel well, so I went to lay down on a bed in one of the cabins. There was a girl next to me who already fell asleep. The room was dark as a guy entered the room. Because I'd been flirting with Bob, I thought it was him checking up on me. He laid down next to me and started to kiss my neck. I didn't mind that, because I really liked Bob. He then started to kiss me and feel my body. At this point, I got nervous and didn't want to go any further, so I whispered, Bob, stop. Bob didn't stop. Instead, Bob grabbed my hair and kissed me passionately. Once again, I said, Bob, please stop, I don't want to do this. As I tried to push him away, I felt his hair and noticed the guy who had been touching me didn't have long curly hair. So I panicked. At this point, I've no clue who's next to me in a bed. I asked who he was, and he said his name. Let's call him Steven. I didn't like Steven, but clearly Steven liked me as he continued to kiss my neck, touch my butt, feel my breast. At this point, I said, Steven, stop. He didn't stop, but instead, he started to put his hand on my underwear and started to finger me. At this point, I'm frozen of fear. No one had ever touched me there, and I didn't want to make a fuss about it. I don't know why I didn't want anyone to know this guy was assaulting me, but, well, I laid there frozen of fear as he continued to push his fingers inside me. Oh my god, sorry, I'm trying not to cry. At this point, I silently cried stop on a continuous loop. He didn't seem to hear me, because he pulled his penis out of his pants, grabbed my hand, and placed my hand on his penis. This is when I realized what was about to happen. All of a sudden, I felt the need to escape. It's a panicky feeling. I just remember telling myself I had to get out no matter what. This is when I punched him with my elbow and pushed him off.